Our CES 2015 coverage is proudly powered by the Microsoft Store. Show it on the big screen with the wireless display adapter. Make the grade with Office 365 University, or get the tablet that can replace your laptop with the all-new Surface Pro 3. The Microsoft Store has it all for everyone. So go get your favorite gadget at f5live.tv/Microsoft.
Hey guys, Scott here with F5Live.tv, part of the Tech Podcast Network at tpn.tv. I am here with Frederick Gunnarsson from iFi. Tell us about your product.
Yeah, it's a smart, stackable product that actually, if you have one single speaker that sounds great on its own, and you basically can stack them in any way you can imagine to form a larger speaker system. So you can also share it among your friends. You can basically own one each, bring it to a party wherever you like. So it's just the mobile party on steroids.
Very cool. And I see that as soon as you stack them together, things change. So how is that accomplished?
It's accomplished by a powerful computer inside that actually calculates all the ifs and abouts of where this little speaker is and in its own intranet, so to speak. Okay. They're quite intelligent, not to say very intelligent, in their own ecosystem. So it's a calculation and an acknowledgement of where they are, who they are, and how they should work together. That's basically what they figure out all by themselves.
Very cool. And does placement change what happens?
Well, there are several basic modes that will change depending on the actual physical configuration. So if you just start with one unit and just stack a second one on top, that will just increase bass performance and just make everything more beefy.
Okay.
If you go for three speakers in a row, you basically get a soundbar configuration.
Okay.
So you can get something like a good sound for your TV without
sure.
a problem.
Left, right, center.
Well, you actually get a virtualization even when you do
awesome.
That. And any odd configuration of units do this trick. So if you have an even configuration of your speakers, you get a music solution, if you see what I mean, where you have a left and a right more
sure.
separated. And in that regard, you can just choose whatever you want to have, if you want to do the soundbar trick or if you want to do the music trick. So it's basically, you can have one for your TV. You don't need to have three, really.
Sure.
So just one is enough to get the ordinary day-to-day news watching going, and you can just leverage on that when there's Idol on TV or whatever. You just bring along the kids' speakers and just join them to get a larger system.
Very cool. So if we were to do three wide and one tall, we'd get the bass boost and the soundbar configuration?
Yeah, you can say so, yeah.
Very cool. So where did the idea come from? Was there a problem there was a scenario in your life you were trying to solve? Or
no, I think it's a little bit, I think that music listening especially starts to become very me-oriented.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And if I just remember how it was for me back in the days when I was listening to music, it was something that we did together. So this is part of what I want to accomplish with this, is to have a lot of kids, hopefully, having these speakers and be able to stack them together to just have a party wherever they like and actually enjoy music together, because that's the core thing, I think.
Very cool. So it's all done through induction, right?
That's correct. So it's induction that transfers all the information and also the audio in the entire system.
Very cool. So if we wanted to put sound into it, does it happen through Bluetooth? Does it happen through a hardwire connection? How do we do that?
Actually, in three ways. It's both Bluetooth, it's optical, and it's a 3.5 line in.
So you can do basically whatever you want into it.
Exactly. And that's also why it works so good with a TV, because it's, you can have your optical right into it.
Very cool. So it's just a regular Toslink connection?
It is. Over 3.5 millimeter connector combined. So it's having both.
Very cool. So we're in Eureka Park, which means a lot of stuff is in prototype mode. Are you guys there?
Yes, we are. So we're basically taking 30 prototypes to reality right now, or we have done that in the couple of weeks behind us. And during this process, of course, is a learning process. So, but it's we're further on than a prototype, really, because we're already having the manufacturing side figured out. So it's more like a, what can I say, an early tiny series of the product, which is from mixed combination of actually sharp parts and some prototyping that we've done through 3D printing and everything back home.
So what kind of timeline are we looking at on this guy?
We're targeting to have this available in May. So it's a very tight timeline, and we're very well aware of that. I have a number of product developments behind me, so I'm pretty well, I know exactly how difficult it can be to meet that, but at the same time, if you don't have a target, you will never meet it, so it's just do it, go for it.
Cool, so if people want to find out more information or to follow along on the process, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can check us out on our website, which is ifi.se. And also we have an Indiegogo campaign going right now.
Nice.
On igg.me/at/ifi with a capital F, don't forget it. There you can even pre-book a unit at this time.
So what is the Indiegogo price for this guy?
Well, we're selling them in different packages, so it's both the single stack, which is $170, and there's a dual stack that I don't remember the number of, but there's also a six pack that should be all the versions that we have there. Now for the show, we actually also put out a CES special, which is a three pack. So you go for the soundbar configuration, but of course you're flexible. That's the whole thing. You can use it as a two-stack and take one with you to the beach, whatever.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for talking to us. For continued CES 2015 coverage, stay tuned to F5Live.tv and TPN.tv. From Windows to Windows Phone, Xbox to Office, the Microsoft Store has it all. You can get consoles, accessories, games, Office 365, Lumia, laptops, and tablets, all by going to F5Live.tv/Microsoft.